The Powassan and District Union Public Library will be putting music on full display on Friday, August 22, as it hosts its first summer wrap-up music festival. Brea Market Matthews, a librarian at the Powassan Library, was instrumental in organizing the event, and can't wait for the big day to arrive. "Everyone at the library is so excited to be hosting our summer wrap-up music festival," she said. "We're really hoping this is going to end up being an annual event." The music festival is a fundraiser for the library, with proceeds going to the many programs the library hosts throughout the year. Market Matthews told BetaDay the idea to host a festival has been simmering since around 2023, but library staff decided it was time to bring it to a boil. She began looking for musicians willing to lend their talents for the cause and soon discovered she didn't have to look far. "It turned out that most of the musicians are regular library users and all too eager to perform in the show." Paul Wilson, who plays once a month at the library, was quick to agree to a festival spot. Sam DePatty, also set to perform on August 22, teaches fiddle classes at the library, and Bernie Kerr also frequently plays at the library, so Market Matthews was well on her way to a stellar festival lineup. She continued her quest for talent, reaching out to an amazing patron of the library, Steve Morin, who quickly agreed, and he asked his friend Andy McClelland to sign up as well. Davy Malloy and Jesse Thomas round out the festival's lineup, with a special guest set to close the event. Ron Nigrini, a giant of the Canadian music scene since the mid-1960s, is taking a break from retirement and hitting the stage once more. Market Matthews recalled how when she called to ask Nigrini to play, he told her, "Well, I'm retired, but if you guys are asking, I will practice and come out of retirement to help the library." "I couldn't believe when he said yes," Market Matthews said. "We're really lucky to have all of these people support the library." The festival was inspired by the Windsong Music Festival, a popular Powassan event that ended in 2022 after 14 years of annual entertainment. "I went there, and I loved it," Market Matthews recalled, "and I wondered if we could do something like this ourselves." Now the answer is clear, as the festival is set and ready to go. Powassan's mayor, Peter McIsaac, also looks forward to the fundraiser. "It's going to be another great community event, and everybody at the library does great work. I'm hoping it's going to be a huge success for them," the mayor continued. "They have a great lineup and it's going to be a fantastic time." Tickets are $25 for adults and $5 for kids and teens. There will be some food and drink available to purchase throughout the event, which runs from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. on August 22. The concert takes place behind the library at 324 Clark Street, Powassan. There are only 200 tickets available, which can be purchased through the library's website at powassanlibrary.com. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of BetaDay, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.